From deep inside the Death Star, I'm Larry Larson.
And I'm Chad Beter.
And I'm Andrew Richards.
And we're back. We are back in the studio. I'm happy to be here.
Oh, it's good to be back in the Death Star.
Good old building 20.
Yeah, and the new building is fabulous. We'll have to do a video on that. But everything got remodeled except for this room.
Yeah.
So
this corner of the building looks exactly the same, and the rest of it's pretty much a new building.
But outside the door, completely new corridors, confuses the hell out of you.
Really, it's beautiful. Well, it will be beautiful. It's still under construction, but
The layout, if you look, I'll have to show you a map. The layout of the new building, it looks like the Millennium Falcon. That's kind of cool, too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
You know, I saw something recently where there was a high school somewhere. If you take an aerial view of it, it actually looks like that. And apparently the architects kind of got part of the way in and saw that that was kind of taking shape and just went with it.
Yeah, nice.
Embraced it.
Yeah.
But maybe that's what they did here.
I think they did. So we're coming up on conference season. We've got a ton of conferences up ahead of us.
Build registration was last week. Sold out.
Sold out.
Already.
Of course.
Tech Ed registration, I think, is still open. Mm-hmm. I think you can still get tickets for that.
Yep. SharePoint conference coming up soon here in, I don't know when, but it's in Las Vegas.
And if you're internal, this week, as in Monday, is Tech Ready. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if people know what Tech Ready is, but Tech Ready is the internal version of Tech Ed and Build combined together.
Yeah.
And so if you are in the services org for Microsoft, which is everybody does support and people are out in the field and stuff like that, so really not product group type people.
It's a big conference, too.
Oh,
it's
huge.
Like, how many people?
5,000-7,000 people. Mm-hmm. If you want a hotel room in Seattle twice a year when this happens, around early July, I think it is. Yeah. You're hosed. Every single hotel in a 20 hotel radius of Seattle is booked out. Every single conference room is booked out. They run it over 3 or 4 hotels, all their conference rooms, the conference center, the additional wing of the conference center. So it's huge, and that's how speeches are developed. That's where we do them.
And so that's where a lot of the stuff from Build will come from, is from the speeches that are there.
Yep. And I'm giving a talk on Thursday, so if you're an internal person, hardcore debugging on Thursday, or it's around noonish, I think.
So that's a new, talk about that, it's a new track.
Yeah, so people go to these things often, both internally and externally, like Tech Ed and stuff, or at least watch the videos and stuff, because everything's taped and everything's available afterwards. And so we're recognizing that people are getting to the 400 level. So there's the traditional 100, 200, 300, and 400 levels. 400 is meant to be quite deep, but you do get to a point, particularly with Microsoft internal people, where 400 level just still isn't enough, or you are in that kind of realm used to it. And you want to be pushed at least once in the week out of the... I mean, there's 1,000 plus sessions in Tech Ready in 5 days, which is pretty impressive, right? And so you want to be pushed in at least a couple of those. And so Chris Jackson, the App Compact guy, pushed for this new hardcore track, and we're experimenting with that at Tech Ready. And mine's going to be one of the very first in that styling. It's going to have a code of $499.
You can just like add one more thing to push it over the limit. Edge there.
Yeah, I think I don't think the software was updated for 500. So it would be interesting to see how deep we go. And roughly all the stuff we've been doing in the last 8 or 10 weeks is actually what my speech is going to be. We're going to be talking about modern apps and them crashing and stuff like that. And I'll be doing a sneak peek of Proc Dump 7, which will be a future episode. And at Tech Ed, if the speech I'm doing now is approved, it will be repeated then at Tech Ed as well.
Cool. And we're going to have you on Channel 9 Live, of course, if we can make that happen.
Yeah, and so I'm also trying to fly down for Build as well, so we can do that too.
Cool.
So, conference season's upon us. Sign up, enjoy it, watch the videos after the fact.
And if you're internal, come to Andrew's session.
Yeah. We got the big room because we know it's popular. So
nice.
They have like small ones and big ones, and we got the big one. So it should be good. Now, the Sinovich size rooms.
Yeah.
That's the room we got.
Sinovich size room. Wow, you're moving up in the
Yeah.
Room. Yeah.
Filling the Sinovich rooms.
Yeah.
So we hope. Good.
So what are we talking about today? What's
the
schedule?
This is going to be the last of the Windows Store app issues.
Yeah.
This runs relatively easy. It's just file not found.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at the top major exceptions that we see that are causing crashes in apps, file not found is the last one that we haven't really covered. It's kind of it's very similar to the last ones. You know, you should have a try catch around things,
yeah.
Catch it, and don't be stupid. With file not found, there's actually My heads of dates for Build, April and...
Yeah, April 2nd through 4th for Build, and for Tech Ed, it's May 12th through 15th.
Yeah. So with files, there is an example called the file access sample in the SDKs, much like all previous weeks. Just go grab the entire zip file and pull out the appropriate project. This one is all about opening files, writing files, stuff like that. Lots of scenarios. What I'm going to be doing is this last one, and I actually have broken it before this, so this is not what it looks like when it starts. So if I say do a get file, we end up at this line. Roughly, it's just trying to say open this file called sample.dat. You're doing it with an await, so it's asynchronous, which is the way you should always do file accessing, and open it asynchronously, and then you'll get a file object back, right? And if we do that, we get an exception. We get a system.io.filenotfound exception, right? And so the question is, how are we going to handle that? So much like every other episode, you can try catch this. And so we could go, whoops, typing is terrible today. We can just put a big try around that. Visual Studio does some lovely
auto-indenting.
Auto-indenting, io.filenotfound exception. And then we can go, So if we run that now, run that line of line, throws the exception, and everything is good. Now, with all the advice we've been giving over the last couple of weeks, it's just put a try catch around it, handle it. Well, it's the designers of the file namespace for WinRT and for .NET realized that this is kind of a prevalent thing. So you actually don't even have to do it this way. You actually there's actually the try catch metaphor or design pattern built into the API. So I can actually throw all this away. And when it comes to so we had get item async. There's actually all these try versions of it. And so instead of throwing the exception, it will catch the error and then just return a null object. All right. So then the other side of the coin is if you're going to get null objects, make sure that you've got a check for null after it. So, short episode, I know. It's kind of an easy one, but it's kind of good to know that when it comes to files, there's all these try equivalents of all the APIs, and so you don't have to put all this additional boilerplate code. Once again, you should always check for nulls. It's like yin or yang. You've got to choose one of the two.
Is there a reason why someone wouldn't want to use the try version of the API?
No reason. Yeah, it's just purely his coding style.
Kind of. Yeah, yeah, it seems like in most cases it would be best practice just to use that one.
Yeah, if you're, there's no reason, well, try will only catch what you ask it to catch, right? So you might say file not found exception, right? Mm-hmm. Well, it could have been an out of memory exception,
right?
So you've got to decide whether you want to catch everything globally, which would what try get item async would do, or whether you want to be a little bit more specific about it. Now, when it comes to exception handling, you don't want to be too aggressive because some things, you may know that there's an exception handler higher up in the function tree that's more appropriate for out of memory, for example. It's a more generic, you want to handle it at a higher level type thing. So there's a balance between granularity and ease of coding and stuff like that. And it's one of those personal choice things. I can't really tell you which way is the best doing way to do it. But we do offer all the different ways of doing it. When it comes to the file space, we recognize that it's a very common thing, and so we give you the try metaphor because, you know, network, I mean, as far as store apps, they can't get to network drives, but disks go offline, you know, USB sticks get pulled out, and all that stuff, and so and files get deleted underneath you. It's up to you to be, particularly in the file code, be resilient. It's a really, really obvious place for a failure. Much like HTTP is a really obvious place for failure, XML, slightly less. It all depends where what the source is. If it comes from part of your application, you're reading XML off yourself, yes, the XML is probably pretty stable. But if it comes from some internet site or some external source, as soon as you don't have control over it, you can just assume that the XML is hosed or could be hosed. And then you have to take appropriate actions to make sure you don't crash when you're trying to parse it. It's really, this is the end of really the looking at the telemetry of what we're getting back into Windows Air Reporting Team, which is where I work. Mm-hmm. And we've covered all the big boys. But the general ethos is try-catch is a good thing, and null pointer reference is a good thing. And actually, I wrote a blog post for the app developer blog or something. It's the blog for store developers.
We'll link to it.
And I'll link to it. And roughly everything we've talked about on air we talk about in the blog item as well, roughly the same thing. So if you want to read it like more like a white paper mm-hmm. type thing, do that. Nice. Next week, we're going to get some guests in from TechReady. Also, they're going to arrive next week, but this is, whatever.
Yeah.
Time-wise. So we're going to get some guests in, some big hitters from support, and they're going to come in and tell us about what they do for a living and what they have experienced. Particularly, we've got people who are really experts in debugging and Windows Performance Toolkit, so it'll be good to hear how they use those tools in the field day-to-day with real customers out there in the real world.
Awesome. And if people have questions, just leave them in the show notes, the comments, and we'll be happy to address those too.
Yeah, we're taping everything per week now, so get the comments in, and we can definitely address them next week with these experts.
Awesome. Well, that's the show for this week. If you have questions, you can write us at defragtools@microsoft.com, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Have a week.